It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
After a podcast supposedly revealed information regarding Britney Spears' stay in a mental health facility and said it wasn't voluntary, hashtag Free Britney started trending on social media. In the podcast, a paralegal who worked on the case left a voicemail to the host of the podcast making disturbing remarks. He said that Britney has actually been in a mental health facility since January after refusing to make her take her medication. Allegedly, her father then threatened to cancel her Las Vegas residency if she didn't go to the facility, which he actually did and used his illness as a cover for. Britney's team reportedly wants to keep her medicated and under a conservatorship to secure their own finances, while her siblings have decided to stop interfering. Rumor on the street is that Britney wants to come home and is ready to leave the facility.
Leave Britney alone!
That is scary if that's real.
Leave her alone!
I don't understand the whole situation with her, man.
It's just years and years of being that young star, and I feel like it just messes with people's heads, because obviously something... She's never fully recovered from that shave in the head umbrella attack and meltdown.
Nope. Wendy Williams' soon-to-be ex-husband and now ex-executive producer of her show was fired after she served him divorce papers last week.
Dang.
She is petty goals. Not only was he fired, he also reportedly has 48 hours to get his things out of their house that they share together. Wendy also had the $215,000 Ferrari that he reportedly gifted his new baby mama, Sharina Hudson, towed after seeing photos of her driving the new car.
Come on, Wendy. Let the guy ball out on your money for a little bit.
So freaking funny. Wendy's ex-husband did publicly apologize, saying that he was not proud of his recent actions and was trying to right some wrongs. Too late, you gone. Bye. Today, co-anchor Hoda called in the show yesterday to announce that she adopted a second baby, a daughter named Hope Catherine. The 54-year-old was diagnosed with breast cancer at age 42 and was unable to conceive after completing her cancer treatments. She and her partner, Joel Schiffman, adopted their first daughter, Haley Joy, in February of 2017. Empire actor Jussie Smollett has reportedly been cut from his starring role in the Broadway revival of Take Me Out after allegedly performing a hate crime against himself. A source says that everything was set to go and the producers were planning to announce that Jussie was starring in the play last month, but everyone who was initially so supportive after the attack suddenly has shifted their thoughts on him.
Remember how you reported in the garbage about how he was on the phone yelling about, like, he's like, I'm clear, I'm innocent, you know, like, I'm out in trouble?
Maybe it was to them.
Yes, yeah, what I'm saying. He's like, what do you mean you're cutting me from
this?
You're right,
maybe it was. You're right, you put that together. Good job.
It happens once in a while.
Reality TV fans will have their own fan convention as MTV announced RealityCon, which will take place in the summer of 2020. The convention will feature performances, interviews, and discussions with reality stars and the producers behind some of reality television's most popular series all around TV networks. MTV will announce official dates and more details soon. That
Let
and
Let us know
Crime
if you
Con,
want to fill in for the Joe and Alex show when Alex and Liv are gone.
I know. That and CrimeCon are like, I don't care about conventions, but those are two that I would die to go
to. Dude, I absolutely need to go to that. My life has been consumed by reality television since I was like 9.
But those conventions are outrageously expensive. Like for 2 days, I mean, you're looking at like over a grand to afford.
God, poor chap would have to start driving for Uber now to afford a ticket.
It's like $400 to $500 for tickets to go, and then your hotel and all that for each night. I mean, it's expensive.
Listeners want us to go so we can report.
Well, yeah.
No, so we can report back.
Right. Maybe we can get media passes.
Exactly.
Coming up in less than an hour, Beyonce dropped another overnight surprise on us. This is huge.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.